Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
I'd like to talk to you today about two P's. They're both important in the pursuit of anything, and they seem like they contradict each other in a lot of cases, but they don't. They're actually completely complementary. And they are patience and persistence. Look, I'm a persistent person. If you've ever worked with me, if you know me, I persist with what it is I care about. I'm tenacious, I'm determined, I don't give up. I don't take no for an answer. I am persistent. And yet, it's not my strongest suit, but it's something that I've done some work on within myself to great relief, is patience, fostering patience within myself. These two qualities are utterly complementary. Why? Because you can't persist every single moment of the day. It's annoying. It's annoying for you. It's annoying for everybody else. You don't rest. You're full of anxiety. And you can't just be patient nonstop, because nothing will happen. If you're one of those people, you know, who takes life as it comes, nothing really comes. Right? You need to persist in what it is that you care about, whatever it is. Maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's a job, maybe it's some type of opportunity. I have friends right now who are really persisting in difficult situations. And I say to them, yes, stick with it. Do not give up until you get the outcome you came here for. And in the same moment, we can experience almost this feeling of infinite patience. In A Course in Miracles, it says, those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. And for me, that's patience. I persist. I show up. I take the action. I do what's required. I have fun with this. If something's a desire in my heart, I know it's made for me. Maybe not exactly on my timetable, maybe not via the exact path I have in mind, maybe not using this particular method or working with that particular person. But if I know that if I persist and there's a desire, it's on its way. That is where the patience piece comes in. It's almost like a trust, a sense of love, a knowing in the universe that thy will be done, right? The larger plan is at play. I saw a very sweet, beautiful example of this recently when I read about how Taylor Swift delayed her Eras tour, so that her head guitarist could spend time with his newborn baby. Think about this, right? This world star, loads of money, tour dates. You think someone's jumping to delay that because someone had a kid? I can't imagine many people would do that. And Here it is a superstar, right? Here we have, I mean, arguably the most influential person in the world today. A very simple example of patience and persistence going hand in hand, moving forward with the plan, also knowing patience, also having trust, also being able to step back and see the bigger picture. To me, this is also what really encapsulates love, right? We persist with what it is that we love, what's tugging at our heart. Patience is also this sense of love and trust in the universe, a power greater than just ourselves. And to me, my friends, love and trust will take you everywhere, just like patience and persistence. Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey, friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@susie-moore.com. That's info@susie-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.